What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week 23, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled Study Suggests Bacteria in Cow's Stomachs Can Break Down Plastic. And you already know any chance we have to talk about cows and all the benefits of cows, we definitely will take that opportunity. So this is just another good thing about cows. So Tom, do you want to talk about the article real quick?
So this article comes from The Guardian. I feel like we've used The Guardian like for a ton of these articles of the week, but they are like a major news source like worldwide. So they are a pretty good source, even though we disagree with probably like half of their studies.
Yeah, but it's funny how some of the stuff is actually on point, but the other stuff is just straight trash.
But they contradict each other.
All the time.
I was looking through through their archives one time, and like there'd be, hey, eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you. Now eggs are good for you again. Nope, now they're bad for you again.
Mm-hmm.
So like they don't even have like a train of thought. Like they contradict each other all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder why everyone's confused about nutrition and health, you know?
Yeah. All right, so back to this study. So this study is about cows, and some scientists had a theory because cows can break down pretty much everything. Like they break down orange peels and stuff like that. Some really hard to degrade in, like, natural materials. So they're like, well, can cow stomachs break down plastic? So they got four different types of plastic, and they went to a slaughterhouse and poured like the stomach acid from the cows onto like the plastics and just saw what happened. And now like they figured out that whatever the bacteria is in that cow's stomach can break down four different types of plastics. So this is like a major breakthrough. I mean, it's just like an early stage because now they need to find out what bacteria is in the stomach can break them down. And then also not only that, but what enzymes are these bacteria producing that break it down. So they need to do a little bit of like further investigation. But just knowing that there's like bacteria out there that can break down plastics is a big win, like for environmental reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, like our solutions are pretty horrible. We're either burning plastic, recycling some plastic, or I think just like landfills. Like we don't have a lot of good options when it comes to plastics.
No, I mean plastics, I mean, they definitely change the world when you think about it. Like, they're in all of our lives in, like, so many different ways. But we never really thought of a good way to dispose of things when they're done with them. Like, whenever it's, like, this plastic, I don't care what it is, a fly swatter to a water bottle to your Tupperware. There's, like, everything's made of plastic nowadays. And they're great, lightweight, strong, but they don't break down in a natural way in any sort of reasonable amount of time. So yeah, using cows to do this makes perfect sense. Like Tom was saying, they're rumen. Cows have four stomachs, and one of them is just basically a big vat of bacteria, and that's what cows use to ferment things. And something like, obviously cows eat grass, most people know that. If you fed a human grass, they would die, simply because we can't extract bacteria, we can't extract nutrients from grass, because stomach acid itself won't break it down, but the bacteria in a cow's stomach can break down grass. They can break down cellulose and pull nutrition from the actual fermenting of cellulose. And so that's what it is. They have so many different bacteria in their stomach that some of these bacteria, like Tom said, we don't know which ones, but they can actually break down plastic into actually some sort of usable form that can be disposed of in a more time-efficient manner. And I think that's huge. Cows get, I mean, they get the short end of the stick in so many different ways. They get blamed for, like, environmental warming, they get blamed for everything, seems like, when that's just not the case. Like, cows are a part of the solution. They're not part of the problem when it comes to climate change. And when it comes to just living a sustainable lifestyle, it's just very easy to blame cows. And obviously people in the plant-based movement, which are, you know, very loud on social media, very loud in the media, they point at cows for everything. But it's just, it's not true. And we've talked about this 1,000 times, but cows are, they're a good thing. I mean, there are some situations with factory farms where cows can be, I guess, not used properly, but it's still not their fault. It's just kind of how the humans are using them, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I kind of think you're understating how valuable cows are. I mean, regenerative agriculture, like 100% grass-fed cows, like that seems to be like our best way to get carbon out of the atmosphere, that carbon sequestration that they're capable of. I mean, that seems to be like the best weapon that we have going for us. So like there's that, that's one problem that they're able to fix. I mean, cows provide, like, if it's not the most nutrient-dense food, it's like some of the most nutrient-dense food out there. Mm-hmm. So if more people ate more beef, that would be more healthy humans out there. So that's another big problem that's like plaguing our society. And now that they can like fix this plastic problem, which is another big environmental issue, I mean, shit, cows are going to save the planet.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that's actually an angle I didn't think of, that if you think about the footprint that healthcare has from a, like a carbon standpoint, what it just takes from a pharmaceutical industry to literal hospital locations, keeping sick people alive, that's a huge carbon footprint. And if more people ate more beef, we'd have more healthy people and less of a burden in the healthcare sector. So that's just a whole other angle, that more cows would be better for the environment.
I mean, pretty much all needles are like one-time use, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's, and most of those are plastic. So like you're just having a bunch of, you know, more plastic recycling if you're able to recycle it. Like, yeah, that'd be a major thing to cut back on if you had a lot less diabetics out there.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, see, there's just so many angles where cows are definitely benefiting us. And yeah, we're going to talk about recently, me and Tom were just talking about it, how Berkeley has a just a plan to go completely plant-based in the next few years. So we're going to find an article about that and talk about it in a few weeks, because it's just another just angle where cows are getting blamed for things that they're not part of. And we just need to put the information out there that cows are not the problem. They are definitely part of the solution, the most nutrient-dense food on the planet, and they actually help put carbon in the soil, which is what carbon sequestration is, which is what we need to do if we're going to curb global warming. So, yeah, is there anything else you want to touch on this article?
No, other than, like, we need more cows on this planet, like, not less.
Yeah, more cows, more properly managed cows on good farms and good just ranching operations. That's exactly what we need, even though that's definitely counterintuitive and that's not what the traditional media will tell you. It is definitely facts. But yeah, so that's Article Week this week. Hope you guys liked it. You can find the article on tntwellnessandnutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yes, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.